people keep asking for more landscapes, so I've got six rather large ones, kind of going back to what I did in the beginnings when we were first here, more landscape work. And then my usual still lifes as well. There's 22 paintings total.
22 paintings in the show.
I think.
And so when you first arrived in Petersburg, tell me about that. You said you were doing landscapes back then.
Well, when I first got here, and the thing was I'd never painted landscapes in college, and I just graduated a few years before. So I got here, and the whole environment was totally different, and I hadn't painted landscapes. So I tried a few that year, as well as, I don't know if I'd call them interiors, but I guess I was painting interiors as well, because you couldn't always get out much when it was so rainy. But I burned a few that first year or two. I was known for getting mad at my landscapes and setting them on fire.
I have heard of this. You're not alone in the art world of burning paintings. Oh, yes. Frustrations. Let's get the fire out.
And the first time my husband said I took an axe to one and I threw it in there, the whole works. And afterwards he kind of said, why didn't you save the stretcher bars at least? And the other thing about it, the first time coming here was, this was before there was a jet. So we were literally, we used to say off the boat when you were kind of new and green to town. So it was a whole different world. Yeah.
Well, you didn't stay frustrated at landscapes if you're revisiting landscapes this time.
No, totally. But, it is an island, so I have favorite places I've gone to. And when I go back to them now, I kind of lots of times feel like, oh, I feel like I've done this before. So to a certain extent, I have felt like I've reached the end of that time. And then we'll have a nice June like last year. It was wonderful and, can't stand. So I went out and I painted more and got more references. But it's not something that I anticipate I will keep doing steadily more of, because the light and shadows on the, like the, this on the coffee and the bougainvillea, that's what's really my strong interest now.
Okay,
That's what I'm kind of known for, in my work that's accepted nationally. I really haven't had any landscapes that I've ever submitted to a show. It's pretty much the still lifes and sometimes architectural Mexican scenes.
So besides the half a dozen landscapes for your 40th anniversary of being in Petersburg, I am also looking at a lot of still lifes. As you said, you were calling them kind of interior and stuff. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, shadow work. How long have you been doing these?
I think I switched to still lifes in a big way about 2002, maybe 2004. And it was partly because I got tired of using reference photos so much. And even when the shadows had changed, especially things like coffee cups, I could have them right there in front of me still to study in addition to. And then also we started spending winters in Mexico. And like this one is my painting area in Mexico, the studio. And that's the only one I have from there this year. Oh, and those two. The shadows just lend itself to that so well. And I like painting close up. And actually, I also enjoy painting people and figures. It's just difficult, and I'm a little timid about asking people to pose too, to find some setting for that.
So. Well, now this is out on the radio, so people become flocking to your door. I want you to paint me.
That might be possible, yeah.
So about these still lifes, there are a lot of coffee mugs, and it looks like they're kind of sitting on a table and looks, I'm guessing, near windows to get those nice natural light. Yeah. Shadows.
And it's usually early morning light for some reason. I don't know why. Almost all of them are in the early morning. Maybe because that's when I did it.
That's fresh coffee.
Yeah, because the light's long, a long, long shadow then, and they're a lot more interesting. Mm-hmm. So I tend to, the same way with the bougainvillea, I tend to get the idea.
Is it I'm having coffee and you leave your coffee mug on the table and you kind of turn around and, wow, that looks great? Or is it something that you're really manipulating and trying to get perfectly the shadow you're looking
for? It's both. That one, the coffee cup was there. And I thought, oh, the bougainvillea, and put it in. Because I see that every morning, the light coming like that. And it's part of a series, actually. I've done three or four from that table with the long shadows. And that's also the reason I like the still lifes, because I'm composing the whole thing, whereas the landscape's there and I can't really alter too much, and there's not a light pattern. But with these, I can shift the flowers or the coffee cup or the orange or whatever it is, and I've got a completely different composition. And it's the composition and the organization of the space is really important to me. So the negative shapes as well as the positive. So that part's, that's kind of the creative part, actually, before you start painting, is composing it when you have a still life.
Since it's been 40 years here in Petersburg as an artist, how would you say you've kind of grown over those decades as an artist? Do you think differently about art and just in general?
A little bit, in the fact that I think there's a certain acceptance after a point of what you think you can do. When you're young, you anticipate that you'll finally reach an ultimate goal of ability, and at some point you kind of realize, I might not really actually get as far as I want to in terms of what I can do. And there's a lot more difficulty in participating on a larger scale, like on a national level here, just from the fact of having to ship things and things like that. So it's difficult.
But it looks like you're kind of leaning toward your strengths now.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that's my strength. The feedback from other places, other galleries, is that's kind of what it is.